Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Our laws allow almost anyone with time and a personal crusade to bring the country to a standstill. Well, that's according to our next guest, Stephen Garvey, who's CEO of Glenveagh, one of the biggest property developer companies in the country. And Stephen is here now in the studio. Stephen, you're very welcome.
Good morning,
Claire. Thanks for coming in. You say judicial reviews and that entire system, that they are holding you back from building the number of homes that you would want to. Will you just describe the problem for us as you see
sure.
it?
I think there, an example is they're obviously holding, we have a number of judicial reviews in the system at the moment, ongoing challenges to a number of our developments. But that's not the broader picture, the broader challenge that we see. The biggest challenge we now see and the biggest challenge the country faces, infrastructure, Irish Water, utility companies, energy, transportation links. These are the ones that we're seeing being challenged at this very moment in time. Government legislation to make apartments more viable. They're the challenges that are actually going to hold us back the greatest. Individual challenges to our developments we will overcome eventually. But they add cost to the system. The average cost, the LDA reported this, and we've seen this live in our own examples, is that the average cost of a judicial review due to the delays in the legal challenge, in the further planning applications you may put in the actual time of construction inflation, when you add it all up, they're adding a minimum of €30,000 to every unit that you develop.
Mm-hmm.
About 37,000 units have been already put in through the judicial review system. That's give or take €2 billion we've added to the cost of delivering those units. That's
and
at
just,
a minimum.
Can we just talk about costs for a moment? Because it's a system that it has been decided shouldn't be prohibitively expensive for the person who is taking the judicial review.
Mm-hmm.
That means that if I take a judicial review against one of your developments, mm-hmm. if I lose, I don't pay your costs, do I? I pay
you
my own costs.
No, you don't pay your costs at all.
In
a judicial review process, an example of this is the average judicial review is probably costing the state about €1 million now at this stage. €1 million for the Department of Housing to defend itself, €1 million for on board Pinola or on commission Pinola to defend itself. But it also then has to pay the fees for the appealant who's bringing the judicial review. The appealant who brings the judicial review has no cost to bear at all. So to bring a judicial review in the planning system at this moment in time, you can object to your local authority on environmental grounds. You don't have to specify it too much, but on environmental grounds, you pay your €20. Then you can appeal it to Bord Pleanála and pay a further €220. But then you appeal it to a judicial review in the planning court. And usually what the court awards is leave, so your cost protected. So you've no cost to bear in this.
Mm-hmm. So
it's a win-win situation.
Who's paying the cost then?
The state is paying the cost. And future generations are paying the cost of this.
But those judicial reviews, they're successful because something was overlooked, wasn't it, in the planning application?
Sometimes it comes down to a pure technicality. A report is out of date, legislation has changed slightly, development plan has been updated. But remember, planning is at a point in time. You enter the system. If laws change down the road or the system delays you, you have to act on what is in front of you at that point in time. So a lot of these judicial reviews that are won from the appealants are actually just down to technicalities.
Mm-hmm.
And it's across the country. And at some stage, like, just stand back and look where we are as a country. This moment in time, we are not able to build enough housing. We're not able to build enough infrastructure. Judicial reviews, we only really enacted the process around 2010, 2011 when we adopted the Aarhus Convention. Would we have built Croke Park? Would we have built the Aviva Stadium? Would we have built the Lewis Line? Would we have built the Port Tunnel if we were back in that time now and had judicial reviews? I don't think we would. So I'm just not sure everything that has come in front of us, was it bad planning? No. They're basic facilities that we need. So how have we changed so dramatically? And I suppose the most frustrating thing about the judicial review system is we set up a fast-track planning court. If anything, it's not a fast-track planning court. I have seen judicial reviews enter the system and I would have built the entire scheme of housing quicker than I'm getting a decision from the court. Now, that's not a fair process.
But is that not a problem with the courts and how fast they're moving?
It's one of the things that we've highlighted in the article, that the courts need to be addressed. The courts need to function properly. The courts need to make efficient decisions. And if anything, and I suppose that's the point we're making about the article is, it's not...
The article you're referring to is an opinion piece in the Irish Times.
The opinion piece yesterday in the Irish Times. it's actually not winning for the other side. It's actually just the delay and the chaos and the cost that they create on the other side. That's the most frustrating thing.
Now, some people are taking those judicial reviews because they have genuine concerns about a development. And you don't want to close down that
Absolutely
route for
not.
People, do you?
People's participation, and I've always been crystal clear in this, should be sacrosanct. If you apply for a planning application, you go to your local authority, you have the right to appeal that. That's your first point of call. The second is then you can appeal it to An Bord Pleanála. But at that stage, if An Bord Pleanála rule, the grounds to bring a judicial review, the bar should be raised. The cost protection shouldn't be there, because we are seeing some frivolous cases that are going in simply just to stop projects. It's not a case that people want. They want to stop progress.
But how do you fix that? Because the cost issue, isn't that coming from the EU? I mean, that is something that we have had to adopt because of our membership of the
Absolutely.
EU, essentially.
But can we look at it this way? We have 27 members in the EU. They don't have the same problems. Their laws are the exact same as us, but they just raise the bar higher. If you just look at the UK, it's a perfect example of what they've done. They've created a department called Critical National Infrastructure. And if it falls into that, and it's a government's mandate to deliver that infrastructure, if it goes through the proper planning process, that's it. That's the end of the process, and on we can get with delivering the infrastructure. Mm. We should create the exact same department here. National infrastructure that's in the national interest of the public should have the capability, if it's gone through the proper planning process, should be capable of delivering.
So from your point of view, who is responsible for fixing this?
Government.
It's a political issue.
The thing,
the government have said to us, and I can't tell you the number of ministers I've had sitting here in front of me, housing is our number one priority. So if this was going to work, if it was a viable solution, why wouldn't they already be doing it?
I think it's political will. I think we have a country now that has a scarcity of housing, has a scarcity of water, has a scarcity of power generation and renewables. We also potentially have coming down the track a scarcity of jobs, because employers are now recognising they can't expand in this country. And they're starting to make decisions, we'll invest somewhere else. We used to be on the top 10 of the list. We're no longer there. We're not even on the map sometimes now. But the biggest thing we lack is political will in this thing. Mm-hmm. Political will from both sides.
Well, you know,
both opposition and government need to recognise that they're actually doing damage to the taxpayer of the country and future generations. If we do not address this, we'll never be able to solve this.
You'll have
problem.
People listening to this who'll say, man who builds houses and makes a very good living from building houses wants to speed up that process and make it easier to build houses. What do
I
you
have
say?
You can absolutely say, I have a vested interest in this. Of course I have. But I'm actually looking at this from my kids' future, my kids' friends' future. If we do not address this, we will lose the jobs we need to create. We will lose the modern economy we need to deliver. We will lose the infrastructure that is required for this country. And a generation will be left behind. This is not for my interest. This is for the actual future generations of the people that have to come behind. We have a responsibility to make this better. And we can do it. Mm-hmm. It's not like we can't address this.
But just looking at your own company, I mean, this year you have built in the first 6 months 900 units. Is
Correct.
That right? That's about double what you were doing last year at the same
last
point
year
in the year.
Last year we delivered 2,400 homes.
And
this year we deliver about 2,600 homes.
Right. So, I mean, you're doing pretty
well. We are navigating.
Well.
We are navigating the system. We are able to, because we probably are resourced better than others. We can manage the system. But what we see coming down the track is, remember, the government has an ambition to build 300,000 houses. Everyone recognises we have to build 300,000. We can't build those 300,000 homes if we don't have water, we don't have power, and we don't have transportation. We have the capital, we have the will to do it. We now need to reform the legislation to make sure we can deliver that.
So are you saying that you won't be able to build 2,500 houses in the years ahead because of these infrastructure problems?
We are genuinely concerned. What we see in front of us in 27, 28, 29 is, it's not that we don't have the capability of delivering. It's that the infrastructure there to support it may not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that's our single biggest concern.
So if the infrastructure, if that were fixed, what could you reach in terms of a tally? You know, if the barriers were cleared.
If the barriers were cleared, we would absolutely. People say that, oh, there's not enough of a workforce on the ground. I see people coming to our business every single day that are actually novating themselves over to construction because they can see a brighter future. We've invested in 3 factory operations. If we have to double our output, we will happily respond. But the environment to do that has to be there. And the environment isn't there at this moment in time. Yes, the government have done a lot of good work. And in fairness, they have. But this is one of the critical points that they need to solve. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. we won't benefit from this in 12 months' time. It'll be 3 or 4 years down the road before you really see the benefits of reforming judicial reviews.
Now, Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice, has said clearly that he wants changes. He said that a new civil reform bill should be brought forward. Is that enough, do you think? Would that fix it?
I think it has to be on three fronts. I think the planning process and participation in the planning process is absolutely sacrosanct. I'm not denying that to anyone. So we have a planning system. We have a good on board Pinola or Commission on Pinola. What we need to do is identify critical national infrastructure. If it goes through its due process, that's the end of it. And on we can get with building that infrastructure.
So you wouldn't be permitted? You couldn't take a judicial review?
I don't think at this stage, if the government's mandate is to govern the country and the government mandates to deliver infrastructure, if it goes through its requirement of its protocols through the planning system, at that point it should stop. What I would do then to the second is have the planning courts function properly. If they need it to be expanded or resourced, expand them and resource them, but make them deliver timely decisions. And the third point I would examine is the right to cost protection. The threshold that you can bring a judicial review needs to be examined. I'm not denying anyone justice. I'm just asking for the threshold.
But you're saying you have to pay for it, you know?
No, I'm not. But I don't know what it's costing, but I understand that up to, if I'm talking about €1 million in fees are being paid to a judicial review and cost protection is being given to the appealant, should we not examine what exactly is a fair quantum of money that should be given for protection?
Mm-hmm.
That then, but I think, really brings us down to the examination. Well, if someone really has a challenge, and it's right to bring that challenge, they can't bring it on frivolous grounds. They actually have to have a genuine cause. And the other thing too is, how come people that live 250 miles away from developments can object to them? What's their interest?
Well, I mean, if you have an environmental concern, you know, it may not be next door to you, but you may still have a genuine concern about it. And that is the problem. That's where there's discomfort around this.
But go to this, Claire. Do we not entrust in our system? We have a planning, we have a local authority. We have councillors who are elected to that local authority. We have oversight of that through the planning regulator's office. We have on board Pinola, which is independent. How much oversight do we need? Because at some stage we need to address that. We now need to make progress. It's not perfection we need to strive for. We actually as a country need to make progress.
So you're saying that you would have your system of objections when the planning application goes in. If the planning goes through, you can appeal to Comisión Pleanála, and then you're saying that's where it should stop.
In relation to critical infrastructure, in relation to infrastructure for the country, national infrastructure that's delivered by AirGrid, ESB Networks, Ishka Éireann, that should be all. TII, all the bodies of the state should be allowed to get on with its infrastructure like they do in other jurisdictions. In relation to private housing, mm-hmm. I'm absolutely not denying people's rights. You can still go through the process. But we just need to raise the bar to make sure it's legitimate causes that we are bringing judicial reviews.
And the cost protections that are there, I mean, they're only for certain reviews.
Just for them all. If you bring a judicial review in relation to environment grounds, it can be anything on environmental grounds. It's so broad, you will get cost protection.
In relation to private development and state infrastructure.
Can I give you an example of what we're seeing at this moment in the system? And I probably have the best vantage point because I'm in it day to day. So you go through the planning system. You make an application to a local authority. Someone can object to you there. You go through the local authority process. You get granted your permission. Then you're appealed to on board Pinola, post that decision by the same appealant. You come through on board Pinola. Now you get a judicial review taken against you on environmental grounds. You actually potentially, if you win that, and now you commence with your development. The latest we're seeing is judicial reviews being lodged against Irish Water connection agreements. So now your development is complete and you're ready to move people in. And you've seen challenges go in against your Irish Water connection. Now you're putting the entire system into, you know, chaos because you could now say, well, how do we deal with this? We've now built the scheme. We're now ready to let people move in, but we now have a judicial review against Irish Water.
Yeah, but the cost protection, just to be clear on it, it only is there for people who object on environmental grounds.
Environmental grounds.
That's the specific area.
Correct.
Okay, we'll leave it there, but thank you very much for coming in. Stephen Garvey from Glenveagh Homes. We'll take a break back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.